This is The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina. Our next guest is Katina Desjarnet. You may know her as Katina Eats Kilos. She is a professional eater, a YouTuber, and a former bodybuilder. She lives in Milwaukee, and she's ready to talk with us about food challenges. Katina, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Keely. Thank you for having me on.
You travel the globe completing food competitions. You were recently in New Zealand and just got back to Wisconsin from a European tour. What is the appeal of professional eating beyond the fact that apparently it can take you around the world?
You also get to meet a lot of really interesting people. So it's a really good time. You get to meet really cool restaurant owners, try unique foods around the world, of course, and then, of course, meet some of the viewers as well. If you don't know, I have a YouTube channel, and that's kind of what started the whole traveling around the world part, having the YouTube channel and just making content and videos. And then from there, we are able to go around and visit different restaurants, meet some of our subscribers that are on YouTube or Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, et cetera, and really connect with those people on a personal level. So it's all a good time.
And I understand in Belgium, you participated in an eating challenge at a fast food taco place.
Yeah, sort of. It's called Otacos, but they don't really serve tacos as we know them. It's more like a really glorified burrito, kind of like a California burrito in a way. But yeah, we did an event at a fast food joint, Otacos, and we were like thinking, oh, maybe we'll have a few people. This might get a little bit crowded in here. And it turned out that I would say like 3 or 4 dozen people showed up into this like tiny little space. And it was really, really hectic, but amazing, amazing to see that support. It was super humbling that people all the way in Belgium were watching my videos along with my partner, my boyfriend, Randy Santel's videos as well, all the way in Belgium. So that was definitely really humbling.
Eating California taco style tacos in Belgium for a food competition. This is great stuff. We are taking your questions on professional eating as we talk with Katina Desjarnet. You can call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Speaking of videos, Katina, one of your most popular videos is the Wisconsin Biggest Breakfast Challenge. That video has nearly 4 million views on YouTube. What was on your plate?
Oh, it was everything. What wasn't on that plate? I know there were all sorts of different kinds of sausages. There were eggs, hash browns. I believe there was like biscuits and gravy. There was pancakes, bacon. I believe there was like a chicken fried steak or something. I mean, it was wild. There was so much going on that platter. And we were kind of briefed beforehand because this was like a new challenge that this would come in at right around 5 or so pounds. And it certainly came in quite a bit bigger than that. It was, I would say, pretty close to 8 pounds. So that one was quite the doozy to start a morning with.
Yeah, and to do it in 45 minutes, what is your strategy for eating that amount of food in such a short amount of time?
Oh, be really, really hungry. Luckily, I was pretty hungry. Breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. So all of my favorite things were on that platter. And I guess just kind of pack it all in as much as possible. But of course, that kind of comes with training, practicing a lot, and stretching the stomach beforehand to be prepared for the challenge.
And you consider yourself a professional eater, not a competitive eater. What is the distinction you draw?
Yeah, that's actually a really good one. I get that a lot of people saying that I'm a competitive eater, but what I would say is a competitive eater is someone who goes up on like a stage and competes against other people. So my favorite example of this is if you know that on the 4th of July, there's the famous Nathan's hot dog eating contest in New York. That is competitive eating, where you're up on a stage, you have like 10 minutes to scoff down as much food as possible, and you're trying to beat everyone else up on the stage. Whereas I would consider professional eating to be someone who is kind of like you versus the restaurant or a man versus food, kind of like that really famous TV show with Adam Richman or now Casey Webb. But yeah, so it's basically me versus the food while also sort of being me promoting the restaurant or at least giving some feedback on what I think about the restaurant, which is generally overall positive.
We've got Jack from Madison on the line, ready to talk with you this morning. Hey, Jack.
Good morning.
What are you curious about?
Well, I just want to ask you, yes, like how does one get into this? How did she get her start? And I guess what is it about food and eating contests, and I guess more so sort of the the diner versus restaurant thing as she described it, or kind of like TikTok eating challenges. Like, how do you get into that? And like, what got her started on all this?
Great question, Jack. Thank you so much, Katina.
Yeah, that was a solid question, Jack. Thank you. I actually got started with all of this back in 2019. I was a bodybuilder and training for a bodybuilding show, a women's physique bodybuilding show. And so I had to diet pretty hard to get into that show. Of course, you're kind of getting to a level of lean that is not typical. So while I was dieting for the show, I was really, really hungry. And I started to watch kind of videos on YouTube about eating just to kind of satisfy my hunger. I noticed that it kind of helped me feel a little bit less hungry while I was dieting. And kind of down the rabbit hole of YouTube, I started to discover competitive eating or professional eating, where people were going around trying restaurant challenges or just building big food challenges at home. And I found that really entertaining. I was like, wow, I think that's something I could do. I've always had a really big appetite, even as a little girl. One of my dad's favorite stories is that when I was a little girl, we went to a famous fast food joint called Rally's. And I ate like a double cheeseburger, a side of fries, and then asked for more before my dad had finished his burger. And so once my bodybuilding show was over, I needed a good excuse to put on some weight again. And so I grabbed a little cheap camcorder, tried a local kind of smaller food challenge to get started. And I wanted dessert afterwards. I was really hungry, really good at it, got the win. And then I just continued bringing a camcorder around, recording bigger and bigger food challenges. And it's just sort of stuck. And I was really into it. And very shortly after, it became a career.
We've got YouTuber, professional eater, Milwaukee resident, Katina DeJarnette, staying with us here, taking your questions at 800-642-1234. I'm Keely Boltina. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. This is The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina. We're talking about eating challenges and how to put away massive meals in competition while also trying to lead a healthy life. We've got professional eater Katina DeJarnette with us, and we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Greg from Madison is ready to join our conversation. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Good morning, Katina. I have a couple questions real quick for you. I got turned on to your YouTube channel. I don't know why it YouTube gave me your who knows why YouTube does things, but in any event, I saw your Texas steak challenge. You ate this big old 96er steak. Anyways, so and you, it's interesting you brought up the man versus food, because when I saw that video, and I've seen obviously your other videos or some of them, I'm like, this gal would be perfect for woman versus food. I'm wondering, has Food Network reached out to you, or maybe you should reach out to them? And then the second question is, how do you maintain a healthy body weight?
Yeah, Greg, thank you so much. Katina, any major plans that you'd like to announce on Wisconsin Public Radio this morning about some sort of, you know, show focused on you on television?
First of all, thank you very much for a great question, Greg. I really appreciate that. But no, unfortunately not. I've been reached out by a few kind of smaller networks about maybe doing a show, but all of the plans have sort of fallen through. I think, unfortunately, the kind of man versus food concept is slowly dying. So I think it's kind of alive and well on YouTube, but long form content. And I think kind of, as we all know, TV is kind of slowly going out of style as well, as we have a 1 minute attention span now due to TikTok. So I think that that's probably a leading cause of that. But to answer part two of your question, Greg, while we're abroad, there wasn't a lot of opportunity to necessarily exercise formally. I love getting in the gym, throwing around some weights, getting some good training in. But while abroad, that opportunity opportunity wasn't really presented to us. Mostly we stayed fit by walking a lot, doing some sightseeing, and maybe at the most I would knock out some push-ups, sit-ups, and maybe some air squats or something. So mostly it was all down to nutrition. And of course, abroad, I enjoyed myself on my off days as well. I drank a lot, probably ate some really good food, good street food. But when possible, when I was feeling strong morally, I would try and diet. And so say I'd do two food challenges a week, that would leave me the rest of the days to basically put myself in a calorie deficit or to just eat less food in general. And those food choices that I made usually were geared towards giving me enough energy to be really, really active throughout the day and other things. So I'd say that that's probably the most simple answer. While I'm home, I'm able to really structure my diet, really focus in. I kind of become a little bit antisocial because I focus only on the gym, only on eating correctly. And that seems to work really well while home.
So it sounds like it's, again, about balance, Katina.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah. And I like to look at kind of a lot of people look at daily calories and then they get really upset with themselves if they kind of go off the rails on a Saturday and then they kind of quit their diet. Oh, I failed on Saturday. So tomorrow I might as well eat that bag of Oreos, which sounds amazing. It does, but it doesn't really help you with your goals. So really that checks and balances there of, you know, maybe you did get a little naughty on Saturday and you ate, you know, a box of pizza with your friends. But the next day you have every opportunity to get right back on track, eat according to whatever your nutrition goals are, and maybe get in some exercise and maybe use that box of pizza to get a little bit extra exercise in because you probably have some pretty good energy. So yeah, that would be my encouragement to everyone is that you can always balance your lifestyle, balance your diet.
Greg, thank you so much for those questions. We are taking calls at 800-642-1234. We're talking with professional eater Katina DeJarnette, known as Katina Eats Kilos. And it's fair to acknowledge you have let us know you are 5'2" tall. And yet one of your proudest food challenges is eating at Crawdaddy's in Greenfield, Wisconsin, which included something that was 5 foot long.
Yeah, it was a 5 foot long po' boy. And it was basically like five different sections of their famous po' boys that they serve there. All this kind of like, if you don't know what a po' boy is, it's kind of like a New Orleans kind of Cajun style, like toasted sub would be a really good simplified way to explain it. So I believe one section was like gator tail, like deep fried. I think there was like a shrimp, blackened halibut or cod or something like that, and a couple other things. And I had 1 hour to eat something that was only 2 inches shy of myself. And I went into that thinking, I am definitely going to lose, but I will put on one heck of a show. And with about 5 minutes to go on the time limit, I thought to myself, wow, I think I might actually get this. And so with every ounce of self-control and effort, I ended up pulling through with a win in 59 minutes and 59 seconds to make basically the old hometown proud. So yeah, that was definitely one of the greatest food challenge victory moments for me.
You finished with 1 second to spare.
One second to spare. And I mean, even if I had fumbled with my timer, that would have technically been a loss. No one's going to believe you if you don't hit your timer on time, you know? So there was a lot going into that. I was nervous. My hands were shaking, but we got it.
And you have to time yourself?
You can. I like to time myself so that I can have my timer facing the camera so that on video, you can see that there's no like crazy tricks going on. Sometimes towards the end of a challenge, I'll turn the timer towards me so that I am aware of how much time I have left. But typically, yeah, I like to show the timer off to the audience instead of putting a digital timer or just kind of having everyone guess where I'm at in a challenge.
You won that challenge by 1 second. What can you learn from, you know, losing a food challenge?
Oh, a lot. You can learn a lot. So some of the stuff that you think would be easy or challenges that look easy on paper can be some of the toughest ones. There's a lot of times when restaurants get really excited for us to go and show up and to take part in their challenge. And one of the downsides of that is that they like to make their challenges look extra impressive. And by looking extra impressive, that also means that there's extra food compared to what is normally involved in a food challenge. And so we'll go into a challenge thinking, oh, this is going to be a really cool, easy 4 to 5 pound challenge. And we'll get there and maybe it's closer to 6, maybe even 6.5, 7 pounds. And it makes for a real rough day in the office. But that's basically the lesson from that is take nothing for granted, always show up trained, always ready to take on the biggest, baddest challenge yet. Never show up thinking it's going to be an easy day in the office.
Your website says you enjoy showcasing food or services at small restaurants. What's your business relationship with these places?
There are every now and then some occasions where restaurants will invite us out to not only promote like their restaurant, but also to like kick off a new challenge. And so that can be like a really cool thing where it's kind of like I scratch your back, you scratch mine. Not only are we kind of helping them kick off a challenge, they're kind of creating entertainment for us because, of course, food challenges are few and far between, especially nowadays. I think the peak of food and restaurant challenges was probably during the run of the Man versus Food TV show. And now, of course, after COVID as well, there's less and less. So when restaurants reach out and want to kick off a new challenge, that gives us another opportunity, another episode, another moment to be able to entertain folks, host events, invite people out to come cheer us on, et cetera. So a lot of times we host events, excuse me, at these restaurants as well, which brings in a whole bunch of customers. And usually they order drinks or they order food while they're watching us take these challenges on. And so I think that's a really great opportunity for the restaurants as well.
Let's say I'm looking to get into professional eating or competitive eating. What food should I avoid?
Ooh, I don't know that there's anything that you would necessarily need to avoid. I would say the best method to getting started with food challenges, if you want to, which I would say it's a deep, dark rabbit hole to go down,
It's
but
a niche
I
area.
would say it is, it's very niche, but you would probably want to start with something really, really small. Typically, kind of a good rule of thumb is if you have to pay for the meal, win or lose, at a restaurant, it's probably going to be a little bit on the easy side, a little bit easier than normal. So then there's oftentimes challenges that are around the 3 pound ballpark where you have to maybe eat a little bit quicker, but it doesn't involve a lot. So I'd say if you are able to eat aggressively with enjoyment, starting with a smaller challenge that maybe has a fast time limit would be a good a method to start, but also to just remember safety first. Winning is not worth choking over or something. Chew your food thoroughly. At least have a buddy around to watch you do a food challenge for your first time because nerves can add up. You can do silly things. I know that if you go out and you think, oh, I've eaten my whole life, eating food quickly will be no problem. Wait until you get nervous. You'll forget that you know how to eat.
Katina, thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you so much, Keely. Really appreciate you.
Katina DeJarnette, known as Katina Eats Kilos, is a professional eater, YouTuber, and former bodybuilder. She lives in Milwaukee. I'm Keely Boltina. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.